ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth livecast. My name is Jim Case, and I am the host of the show. And I'm excited that you're here today. We're going to have an amazing show. This is going to be a deep dive into some pretty powerful topics. And the topic today is the power of what I call not know. And this is going to be an incredible conversation because there are lots of places in our life experience where not know becomes a formidable and necessary part of our experience. And we're going to dive into that today. And I'm going to kind of chronicle it through my own life so that you can really get to see how significant and important this phase of our experience is and how to utilize it, how to engage it, how to feel comfortable in this space of not know. I'm sure many of us have experienced it over the course of our lives. Many of us have probably had some experience of it. Maybe you have a different word for it. But for me, it is really a significant spiritual part of the spiritual journey. So I thought it would be good to spend some time with that today and really dive into how to help you walk through this. And before we begin, I do want to say thank you to everybody who's watching. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for being here. I want to say, if you're a part of the show, if you enjoy it, please like us, please subscribe, please share with your friends, let people know we're out there, and let them know how great this show is, because we have a lot of fun doing it, and I hope that what we transmit, what we talk about, those things that we're sharing with you are helping you to elevate your own experience and to take you to the next level. So again, thank you for being here, thrilled that you are. And we're going to move into our first segment today. We're going to talk a little bit about my book. So, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, published in September. And really quite an extraordinary book. And I think you'll find it very impactful. And the reason I say that in part is because it's a great topic, but more than that, it's a transformative topic. What I know for sure is that when we change our relationship with fear, we change everything. So, and that doesn't mean that it's just this sort of, oh, I don't have fear anymore, so everything is done. In essence, you've opened up from the limited potential that fear presents, because limited vision, limited ability to see what's going on in the world and what's going on in your world. When you change from that fear-based experience to that opportunity-based experience, bam, everything opens up. The potential that's there for you, the opportunities there for you begin to expand and grow and show up in ways that you could have never anticipated, because your fear is not blocking, your fear is not stopping that flow of energy from really bringing a powerful change into your life or powerful growth. So what we're talking about here in this book is really navigating through from a fear-based experience to an opportunity-based experience. And what happens when that happens is hard to describe in some ways, because it's such a different mode of life. We're so used to being inundated with fear and reacting and reacting and reacting and reacting that the potential, the idea that you would not have to be there in that space on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute experience is so almost foreign that people kind of go, yeah, okay, I'm not sure about that. But what I know for sure, what I can tell you guys that are listening, is that changing that relationship will alter everything for you. And that's why I encourage you to read Fear is a Choice. It's something, it's a great read. It's a powerful read. It will take you deep into your experience. So that's one of the things I love about this book, is that in the writing of it, my desire was to anchor it into reality, talk about examples from my own life and from my own life experience, but also to engage your energy in life so that as you're reading, you're being able to really look at all of these levels of your own experience simultaneously and seeing how what's being written and what you experience, while they may be different, the resonance of truth in it changes that and begins to stimulate a new energy inside of you. So just getting to that point of the desire to stop living a fear-based experience is a huge change. And as you migrate through that and are able to make that shift, tremendous things can unfold for you. So www.adventuresintruth.com is where you can go. That's my website. And it's also where you can find all kinds of information about the show. You can find information. Sorry, I'm trying to find my thing here. You can find information about the show. You can find information about the book. All the ordering links are right there prominent on my page. And then you can also find out stuff about the Science of Transformation, which is another powerful tool in the Got Joy family for really laying a foundation for people to create some incredible quantum change in their lives. So I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dive into the meat of the show. So I want to thank you all for being here and thank you for being part of the show. We'll see you on the other side of the break. And welcome back to the show, guys. So the power of not know. Why am I excited about this? Because it's such a profound place to live. And it's such a profound place to be. You know, I was thinking about as I was meditating before the show, the thing that struck me is that I remember when I was 16 years old and I was standing outside of my parents' home at 1:30 in the morning, debating whether I was going to knock on the door because my mom had locked the screen doors because I had snuck out. And debating whether I was going to knock on those doors and making the decision in that moment not to knock, to walk away. I never went home after that again, never went back to my parents' home as my home to live. That was a huge step into not know. When I was working in New Jersey after I'd left home and really had this strong desire to become an actor, I really wanted to be somebody in acting. I thought I was going to do great things there. And through a number of amazing circumstances, I was able to connect with a coach and was able to move to New York City. And again, another transition where I left the area that I grew up in, and I left and moved to New York. I was just a teenager living in New York City, and the huge amount of not know that I encountered there. Flash forward a couple of years later, I was disappointed with the experience of New York for myself, because I found out that that wasn't who I was. That wasn't what I wanted to be doing, and that I didn't have the skin for it. And through another incredible confluence of events, I end up writing a Dear God letter asking, please, please, please do something with my life, because this is making me nuts. And 12 hours later, getting a phone call and then moving to Arizona 5 days later sent me on a course of incredible not know. As I entered into 2009, after being married for 24 years and realizing that my marriage was no longer serving either of us, and leaving that marriage, and then getting diagnosed with cancer, and then going through cancer therapy, and then losing my house and losing my job, all in the same year. And then in September, October of that year, being diagnosed with AIDS, because at that point, I had, I think, 60 T cells in my entire body. And I was a walking viral load. It was craziness. All of those amazing, incredible things set me up for this period of what I call not know, meaning I was stepping into a new place in my life, a new, brand new place that I'd never been before. And the power of that was extraordinary. And what I want to do before we begin is I want to take a moment to focus. This is going to be a very powerful topic. This is going to really have a lot of impact, I think. So I want us all of us, the listeners, the viewers, all of you out there, I want us all on the same page energetically as much as we can. And I also like to support what I preach, which is you got to have a daily practice. And at least while I'm on the air, when I'm doing this, I like to do these meditations, and I like and hope that at least it provides an opportunity for you to find that zone within yourself, to take a moment, touch with your breath, get in touch with the deepest part of yourself. And if that's where you get it here, then fantastic. That's just another way that you can engage your own amazing energy. So let's take a moment here. I want you to focus. Just become aware of your energy right now. Become aware of what you are attending to. I want you to get into a relaxed position as best as possible, whether you're sitting or standing or laying down. Let your eyes close gently. And of course, if you're driving, please don't close your eyes. But I want you to just become aware of your field. Your field, when I say your field, I mean your energy. I mean all the things that you attend to. And what does that look like? Well, it can be everything from hearing a dog bark to hearing noise in the kitchen to relationship issues you're pondering, work issues you're pondering, health issues you're pondering. Whatever it is, where is your energy right now? What are you attending to? You can tell by the level of noise in your mind, because your mind is going to be constantly reminding you of all the things you have in your field that require your attention. And now that you've had a moment to kind of get conscious of that and be aware of what you're attending to, I want you to consciously pull your field into your body. I want you to consciously pull your field away from external focus. I want you to imagine that you are drawing your massive energy field completely inside your body, locally into the heart space. Just feel yourself calling. It's simply the command that you make. Call your energy to your body. Feel it as it fills your body. I want you to become aware of what's happening on the inside of your body. This is the vehicle that you move through this time-space reality with, the vehicle that takes you anywhere you need to go on the planet. I want you to bring your energy completely inside and begin to feel the inside of that experience. Just let that consciousness roam around inside, feeling the inside of your head, noticing behind your eyes and in your sinuses, feeling around in your brain. Give yourself permission to explore the inside of your own body. Feel in through the neck and in the muscles and tendons and blood vessels and veins and arteries and nerves and all that stuff, the bones, the vertebrae, the spinal cord. Feel into all of that as it moves down into the chest, as it moves through the torso, as you feel into all of the organs and the internal inside of your body. Let that energy continue to move through the inside of you with no attention to the outside except to my voice. Feeling that energy as it goes through the hips and the legs and through the knees and the ankles and the feet and down the arms. And now just be in awareness of this amazing physical body that you have, that you get to have. Feel into that. And what we're going to do next is we're going to focus even more intently, because I want you now to bring all of that awareness right into the center of your heart space, into your chest, and become aware of your breath. Breath is the foundation in my life. Breath is the foundation of everything we do and everything I do. And that's because breath is life force. Breath is chi. It's prana. It's universal energy. It's the thing that animates us. So if we learn to manage the breath, if we learn to utilize the breath, we take a quantum leap in our experience, because one, we change vibration. Two, we become conscious even more so of our interaction with all that is going on around us. But particularly because breath is energy, you're consciously aware of bringing fresh vital life force into your body as you release all of the old energy out of your body, just by the conscious desire to do that. And yes, this process happens naturally, but becoming conscious of the breath changes all of that. You're not running on autopilot. You're running on choice. And what we're going to do is we're going to inhale to a count of four, expanding and really filling out completely. As you reach the top, you're going to rest at the top. feel the fullness, feel it, and then release out of the mouth. Purge, purge, purge. Push all of that old air and energy out of your lungs to a count of six, getting way down in the lowest part of the lobes and in the everywhere, the bronchioles, just purging all that old energy and air out. And when you reach the bottom, you're going to rest again, resting in the emptiness. And then we'll carry on and continue up to the inhale through the nose, holding, exhale from the mouth, and resting. So here we go. Now that your focus is well into the body and focused completely in the breath, feel your lungs engage as you take that major breath, inhaling, filling, 2, 3, 4. At that top, we're resting, feeling full. And now purging, releasing that air from the mouth, letting it all go, purging it out, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now I want you to rest and relax in that void for just a moment, empty. Completely empty. Engage the lungs, inhaling 2, 3, 4, feeling full, resting, relax the shoulders, the neck, everything is relaxed as you're full. And then we release through the mouth 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, completely releasing as you rest into the emptiness. Be in the void. Be in the not now. As you engage the lungs, inhaling 2, 3, lifting 4, feeling full, feeling relaxed. As you release, letting all that air go, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, resting in the emptiness, resting in the void. Feeling centered and grounded as you engage the lungs, continue the rhythm on your own. As we continue, you fill, feel all of that air as you pull through the nose. Feel the lungs expand 360 degrees. Feel the chest open up as you rest at the top, feeling relaxed, no stress, no tension. And then release all of that air, letting it go, completely surrendering without attachment, completely releasing freely and fully. Coming to the bottom in complete emptiness, ready to be filled again, open to the void, open to the nothingness. And engaging the lungs as you go again, feeling that amazing rush of energy and air as it fills you, as it permeates every part of your body, every cell in your body. As you reach the top, feeling completely full, and then releasing. Letting it all go, surrendering it all easily because there's always more. Surrendering it, letting go of what's old, what's not necessary, what's unuseful, coming to the bottom and resting in the void. And now with me, listening to my voice, I want you to take in these words. Just let them wash over you. Feel them as you continue to breathe deeply and powerfully. I am the evolution of God realized as matter. I inform and guide that expression as the pure expression of God. I show up as God. I connect as God. I align as God. I am creation realized. And from that, I create, expand, and engage. I am. Just take a moment to feel into that as you feel that amazing energy and breath and life force that you are calling forth and you are surrendering in every breath. Feel that. You did amazing. Amazing. And now, just as consciously as you withdrew your energy, I want you to consciously extend your energy again. Allow yourself to come back into the world. Allow your energy and field to expand back out naturally. You don't have to push it or shove it. You're just giving it the ability. You're saying you're free. You can open up now. Let that energy open up. Let it fill you. Let it fill the world around you, all that wonderful new energy surrounding and filling your space. As we again get ready to dive into this powerful topic, the power of not know. So thank you all for that. And thank you for participating. I love doing that. I love how it feels when our energies all kind of come together. And it's so important because you're going to find even more so as we move forward in life here with all of the things that are happening, that the more we can come together, the more we can consciously engage these aspects of our lives, the more powerfully we're going to be able to create the positive change we need moving forward. I say quantum change is afoot. And I think some of us are aware, I think most of us are aware what that means, but just in case you're not, quantum change means it's not just about putting on a new sock. It's about a new wardrobe. It's not even about a new wardrobe. It's about a new closet. It's not even about a new closet. It's about a new house. It's not even about a new house. It's about a new world. A new world that we are getting, are walking into, not even getting ready for. Ready or not, guys, here we are. We have so many enormous issues confronting us in every direction. And the quantum change that is afoot is all of the stuff that's being unearthed, all of the things that we're seeing happening in our government, in our world, in our health, in our health, the health of our people worldwide. This is all about all of us. And when change comes at this level, when change comes at this quantum level, it's even more threatening and crazy than any other time, because what's true is that all we can see is the threshold of change. We can't see beyond it. We can't see into it. We can't see past it. All we can see is the threshold that we are in front of and the choice that we have to step through the threshold or not to step through the threshold. And when change is this powerful, that step is important because faith and trust is what has to lead that choice. Faith and trust in self, faith and trust in our amazingness. I don't want to diminish or make it too crazy, but faith and trust in all that is, and that all that is conspiring to support and uplift the human race to a new place. It's not about destroying everybody and everybody dying, unless that's the choice we make, unless that's the choice we choose to support. This quantum change is a place that gives us the ability to create a world unlike anything we've ever seen before. And we've not seen this before. So we're already in the process of seeing things that we've never seen before. But why not convert those changes to positive changes? Why not find ways to look for new growth in those changes? And that's where not know comes in. See, these quantum changes and this threshold that we're standing in front of says, this is what we've done to now. And what we've done to now has served us to a point, has served us to get to this point. But evolution never stops. So how do we evolve from here? We had a huge election. We had an election that said, we want to go this direction. So now we have a threshold individually and collectively. Thresholds to step through in consciousness, in energy, in ideas, and thoughts. We have created crises and problems that are so far beyond our mind's ability to deal with that we have to find a new way to deal with them. And that's the joy, that's the paradox of not know. You're standing at the threshold, you're standing at the doorway. And like everything else in consciousness, you can't know what's on the other side until you take the leap to step through that doorway, till you take the leap to step into that new reality. And when you step into that new reality, what you are confronted with is an enormous space of not know. And what many of us as humans do in these situations that I think doesn't serve us is that we step up to the threshold. We kind of peer over and we go, I don't know what that is. And then we turn around and we look backwards. We look back to our experience somewhere in history, whether it's our history or somebody else's history. We go looking in history to help us understand what we're getting ready to step into. What we are getting ready to step into is something we've never experienced before. You know, in the course of my lifetime, we've had lots of places where we've come very close to these thresholds. But what we've done is we've retreated from them. We've stepped back from stepping across the threshold and said, nah, we'll create our normal where it's been. We'll just make it better. We'll tweak it. We'll fix it. We'll make it better. We'll make it okay. We'll live with what we have, and we'll pretend and tell ourselves great stories that the way that this is going is good. Now we're at a different place. We're at a place where the earth is not sustainable. Our health is not sustainable. Our government is not sustainable. All of these key foundations of who we think we are not sustainable in their current condition. And so what we have the opportunity to do in that is to step through that threshold as individuals. So this is why this is important, guys. 7.5 billion individual souls on this planet right here, right now. The most ever, probably because it's absolutely necessary to have that many souls, because there are so much divergence between those that we need enough energy supported to uplift this, to bring this quantum change forward. And so each of us gets the opportunity to bring our unique spark of divine essence, our unique spark of God forward at this moment in this time, and say, I have trust and faith that everything is always working out for me. I have trust and faith that everything is conspiring on my behalf and on the behalf of everyone, even though it looks completely different to me and the world outside. People arguing and fighting and doing dumb shit all the time. They're going to continue. Let that be. Bring your focus here to your threshold, to the step you have to take, to the step you need to pay attention to. And it may be more than one. It may not be about one step. But recognize that not know is about I'm choosing because I have created, because I have generated, because I have built through my daily practice, my trust and faith in my energy and my field and my connection to the universe, my connection to God, my connection to all that is, that I have the trust and faith to say what's behind me does not serve anymore. Therefore, let it be. If there's any part of it that's necessary in the new reality, it'll present itself. It'll show up for us in a way that will support the new reality, not dragging the baggage of the old reality into the new reality, trying to figure out how to fix it. It won't work. We have the opportunity, because we are such awesome beings, because we have such tremendous capacity, because we are energy, we have the ability through faith and trust to step through that threshold, to step across that door into a new space that we have no clue what it looks like, and to stand in full power in that not know space, in that space of I am surrendered to the greatest good. And let that inspire you for movement. It's a perfect place to get to that place of being inspired by soul, being inspired into action, not taking action for action's sake, taking action that is inspired by the choices you make because you know that not know is a place of healing. It's a place of growth. It's a place of expansion. It is a space of everything. That space of not know is the void we talk about in meditation. It's that place of pure emptiness. And in that, you get to create. In that, you get to generate a new energy and fill this space with something that's never been before. How incredible is that? How exciting is that, that we get that opportunity? The thing that's important to remember about this, you know, we're talking about quantum change. Not know is beyond the mind. And let me do a little conversation about that. So this thing, this receiver, really is just that. It's a receiver. It's a receiver of energy. It's a transmitter and a receiver, right? We transmit all the time, but we're receiving all the time. And you notice that if you try in meditation to shut off your brain, it doesn't work. You have to just create a different focus, because there's things that transmitter is transmitting all the time, right? It's energetic, vibrational. It's always that. This process of quantum change, this process of not know, is completely beyond the mind. Because in a way, you are surrendering will. And we talked about this in the last show. You're surrendering will. You're surrendering ego to the soul. Does that mean you're losing your ego? No. Does it mean you're destroying your ego? No. I don't believe either of those are necessary or even possible, quite frankly. The ego, to me, the ego is the consciousness that's here to run this body. It is born of this physical vessel. It is the energy and the consciousness that takes care of all that stuff. What we've done over time is we've decided that that ego, because we've been so inundated with fear and so inundated with fear messaging and fear training and fear of everything and anyone and everything, that we don't stop long enough to pay attention to the quiet part. And so the ego is the one that wants to drive through the noise. The ego is the one that wants to listen to the brain. The ego is the one that wants to try to manage everything. But in part, that's because that's the job we've given it, even though it's not its job. I liken the ego to, you know, an 8-year-old, just a young kid who doesn't have a whole lot of experience, but knows his, you know, has focus, has the ability to focus. But if you think about what we've done with the ego is we are creating this multi-billion-dollar corporation we're calling our human experience, we're calling our field, and we're turning it over to the 8-year-old and we're saying, hey, good luck. Have fun with that. I hope you can see the ridiculousness of that, but I also hope you can see the futility of that. And I hope you can also see that it is what has brought us to where we are collectively now. The focus in ego, the focus in there's not enough, the focus in I've got to get my slice, the focus in all of those divisive kind of thought processes. You are not better than me. I am better than you. I need to be better than you and you and you and you and you. No. What you need to do is show up. What you need to do is tap into this divine part of you and let that come forth and let that guide your experience. And that's really what this is about here, letting that unfoldment take place. So being beyond the mind means we're not willfully doing this. This is not a willful process anymore. And as you can see, wherever anyone decides to use will to force the situation, it creates a worsening of the situation because the will is fighting against, and we don't want to fight against. Fighting against doesn't get us anything. There's nothing to fight against. Even the pandemic, the virus, fighting against creates more. Look at all the people who are not paying attention, traveling, gathering in groups, doing things that are unnecessary, because they don't want to believe this is anything. And then look at the state of our country. Look at the state of our deaths. Look at the state of where we are. That's all ego-driven. That's all will-driven. The idea here is go beyond the mind. Get into that space where when you step across that threshold into this newness, that you are in receptivity, that you are receptive to this new place that you are experiencing and allowing it to unfold for you. And allowing you to unfold within it so that together there's a symbiotic energy as more and more people cross that threshold and step into not know. We have gone from this limited experience, this limited viewpoint, this fear-based experience to a place of unlimited potential and opportunity because we're not bringing resistance to it. I hope you're following me with this. We're not bringing resistance to the game anymore. So I'm encouraging you to find that not know, to work with it, to be in it. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's a clean slate that allows you the opportunity to coalesce all of the potential of who you are and all of the ability that you have to focus and to now focus on creation in a way that brings about the truest expression of who you are, but also then contributes that love and support and energy to the rest of the world. And the more of us that do that, the more the tipping point happens, the more we can start to see those changes actualizing in the world. We are in the throes of watching an old paradigm fighting like hell to hold on for dear life, and that doing everything possible to ensure that paradigm doesn't change. And we have to be equally as diligent, but we're not fighting. Please understand this. We're not fighting. We're stepping into not know. We're stepping into this powerful place, this powerful void that is not attached to anything or attached to any belief or attached to any construct. It is simply a space of creation, whatever the creation is we choose. And we start with ourselves. So we create the peace. We create the love. We create the daily practice. We create a foundation for ourselves to operate in this new place. And we learn to be comfortable with not knowing what's going to happen outside of this now for a while, because there's no way to know. There's 7.5 billion people on the planet all making these decisions. We want everyone, as many as possible, to step across this threshold into this glorious space of creation so that we can create from love, that we can create from a place of expansion and growth. That's what this is about. And that's what the power of not know is about. It is surrendering the ego to the soul, allowing this transmitter to feel into the world, what's happening, what's going on, not paying attention to the drama and the stories, because the drama and the stories are always just drama and story. Underneath those are the energies that need to be changed. Underneath those are the currents that each of us individually, as we step across that threshold, get to impact in a positive way, because we're consciously calling forth an amazing amount of energy to create that change. I want you to take a minute and just kind of digest this for a sec. A lot of information, a lot of intensity. I'm going to take a quick break here just to give us a chance to digest as we dive into this, the next piece of this puzzle here. And we'll do that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. All right, guys, we are back. And so we were talking about stepping over this threshold, being able to come into this place of clarity in this space, in this void, in this not know. There are many variances in the not know process, and it's important to understand that they show up in lots of places. You know, when you start a new job, you're in a space of not know. When you start a new relationship, you're in a space of not know. When you move, you're in a space of not know. For a period of time. Sometimes they're shorter, sometimes they're longer, but there's always this period where you have the ability to feel your way into this experience, to create of the nothingness somethingness that you didn't have before. Because the reasons for those changes are internally driven typically. There are things, there are desires within us that say, this could be better for me. This feels better for me. This feels like it supports me more. And then you get there, but you've never been there before. So you go into not know. And a lot of us fight that. A lot of us want to go, no, I need to know it now. I need to know exactly who, what, when, where, why. But more importantly, I need to know how. How's it going to happen? How? And what I'm here to tell you is hows are bullshit. Hows are useless. Hows are will driven. Clarity on this, guys. Clarity. You don't need to know how, you're looking to know what. Get clear on your what. Get clear on where your focus is. What are you using your energy for? And then allow that to unfold for you. That's the magnificence of who you are. You are creating in this moment and this moment and this moment and this moment and this moment ad infinitum. And so the reality that you see is perpetuated because you continue to believe in this moment, in this moment, in this moment, that that's the reality. But when you change realities, when you decide to move, when you decide to change a job or change a relationship or change the world, you have to step in a space of complete surrender, complete openness to this new experience. If you are hoping for that experience to take you to the next place, remember we talked about quantum change at the beginning. You can create minor change. Okay, I did the move from here to here. Yay. I had a profound experience when I moved. We moved across the parking lot, literally, last July. We were living in Building 8 with a view of the parking lot. And again, through a number of extraordinary circumstances, which could be a whole other show, quite frankly, we had the opportunity to move into another building across the street on the backside, which faces the mountain and has a yard and it by the dog park and around people that we love and our friends, and just extraordinary. The apartments are 100% identical, meaning the apartment we moved in and the apartment we moved into are situated the exact same way. They look exactly the same, and everything is the same within them with a few minor details. I mean, it was funny during the move, we would laugh because I knew I had left my drink on the counter in the kitchen. And so I went to go get my drink and it's not on the counter. And I'm like, where did my drink go? And it was so parallel that I realized, oh, the drink is in the other place, in the exact same place, in the other building. It literally like split realities. But what I can tell you about the change is that we surrendered to that move. We said, okay, we're excited about the move because of the outcome, but we're not thrilled about the process. So we just surrendered the whole process and said, let's walk this as easily and as powerfully and as clearly as possible. And that's what happened. And as we moved into this new place, it unfolded differently for us. It unfolded in a way that I found myself doing things that were anchoring me into this place that I didn't do in the old place. I found myself feeling a sense of home in this place that I didn't experience as deeply in the other place. And they're identical places. But something about allowing that energy, something about surrendering to the change, stepping across the threshold and not deciding how it was going to look, completely allowed for a tremendous experience in change. It was uplifting, it was fulfilling, it was satisfying, and continues to be. And I feel way more connected here because of that. So even at a minor level, that's so powerful, creating in the now, every moment we are creating. So as you choose to surrender, when we go to change, the reason for change is that what we're doing doesn't feel good, doesn't serve, isn't what we want to be doing. So in that moment, surrender it, let it go. It's done, it's gone, it's history. You are going to create in now. You're going to step into that, over that threshold, into this new experience of not know, this powerful place that is going to help you and create a space for you to create this new reality that you seek. We call it not know because it's a blank slate. We call it not know because you can't know when you've never been there. That's the journey. That's the joy of the journey. So as you step over that threshold and it begins to open up to you, you surrender to it and you allow it to inform you. Your soul is driving the bus. So you're being inspired in this new place and you've never been here, but you're going, gosh, I want to try that. And I want to touch that. And I want to feel that. And I want to do that, because you're being inspired and it's uplifting and carrying you on to the next and on to the next and on to the next. That is the power of not know. And that's a power that I encourage you to step into. Surrender the hows. The hows don't matter. The hows simply don't matter. You can, you know, in the process of that move, I didn't determine how every piece of furniture was going to move. I determined the arc of the experience. And in determining the arc of the experience, we decided to do a couple things. We decided to hire a moving company to help us with the move for the big stuff, right? Two people, a couple hours, going to run us, I don't know, $100, $200. But it was something simple that felt really good and said, yeah, that's a good way to do this. We don't have to torture ourselves in this process. Well, the cool thing was, like all these magical things that happen when you allow things, when you let them unfold and you are inspired, the moving company showed up the day of the move an hour early, which we weren't anticipating, but was wonderful. And they showed up with four guys instead of two guys because they wanted to get the job done because it was summer and they were hot and they wanted to be done. So we got unbelievable support. The move went incredibly well. When we got done at the end of the day, it was like we didn't actually go anywhere. It was weird. We were sitting in our new place, pictures on the wall, furniture's in place, stuff is unpacked, we're all good to go. And yet it felt so remarkably different. so remarkably uplifting, so remarkably incredible to be in this new home that was no different than the old home, interior in the look of it. But the change in the energy was astronomical, astronomical. So again, creating in the now, we are constantly creating in the now, cultivating quantum change and transformation. So because when we allow ourselves to be present in now, and we are creating out, which is the only place you're creating from, guys. I mean, as much as there might want to be a belief that you're creating from anywhere other than this moment right now, you're not. You can't create out of history. It doesn't exist. It's gone. You can't create in the future. It's not there. You haven't created it yet. You're right here in this moment, in this now. So cultivating quantum change and transformation is all about being in touch with this, being in touch with the spark of the divine within you, letting that emanate from you, letting the love of that experience enfold you, and letting it inform your choices, letting it support you in creating a powerful daily practice, letting it support you in taking steps that lay a foundation for your absolute success because there's no other alternative. And that's not a how, that's doing the work. That's cultivating this quantum change and transformation because your daily practice is taking you to the essence of who you are every time you do it. And every time you do it, it grows. And every time it grows, it gets more stable. And as it gets more stable, it becomes more of a force. And as that force becomes more present, you are now creating in now, you are creating quantumly, and you are transforming in every moment. And that sounds like a lot, but it's really not. It's an incredible, joyful experience. It's a credible evolution of life because everything becomes juicy. Everything becomes interesting. And I don't mean that from an ADD perspective. I mean the things that capture your attention, the energy that flows from you, the things that draws to you, the experiences and the feelings and the joy that you experience in that is unlike anything I've ever experienced. And it continues. It doesn't abate. It continues because that feeling is so profound that you just naturally begin to surrender even more. You naturally look for those places where you can cross that threshold. How can I be and not know? You know, and of course, there are always those moments of tug of war where the ego wants to jump in and tell you they got to fix it, tell you got to do it differently, where we're going to make it happen this way, or it's not happening fast enough, or it's not happening the way I need it to happen. That's all ego. That's all hows. That's all stuff that doesn't matter. It's all about realizing in the moment, being in the moment, unfolding the moment, letting the moment open up, and then it letting that moment inform you, because then you're creating into the next moment, and that moment unfolds, and then it unfolds into you, and you create some more. And it continues every moment of every day, cultivating that powerful change and transformation because you are aligned in not know, because you allow not know to inform who you are. Because you recognize that you don't even know who you are entirely. That's an evolution. That's an experience. That's an unfolding, right? So you get to unfold all of it simultaneously. That's huge, huge. And it completely changes the choices you'll make in your life because you're not going to be attached to the way it is in the world. Because the way it is in the world is just 7.5 billion stories, versions of the same stories. Be the unique you that you are. Be that divine spark that you are and bring your unique essence to this planet and see what that changes in the world. This for me, this new segment here, feeling your way into life is I think the essence of what I believe ultimately this is about. Feeling your way into everything changes you completely, changes everything, because you start to pay attention to what your energy does when you feel your way into things. So instead of barreling through your life doing a lot of crap that you don't like and barreling through your life forcing yourself into things that you don't enjoy, you stop, you feel, and you choose. And you begin to realize that many of the choices that you make are because of what other people are going to think of you. And you realize that many of the choices that you make are because of the imaginary voices in your head that tell you what you should be thinking and feeling. And I want to encourage you, no matter what it is, feel your way into it. Every day, all throughout my day, I don't do anything that I don't feel into. If I have, my mind says, ooh, let's go do, and I'll go, interesting. Let me feel into that. What does that feel like? If my energy spins up, then I'm going to engage. Then I'm going to go, you might have an idea there. What are we going to do? I'm going to explore it. And if my energy continues to spin, I'm going to continue to go with it. Because what I know is that if it's spinning up, it's going to take me to something that's going to be juicy and satisfying and wonderful. It's going to take me where I need to be, where I want to be in relation to what I crave or desire in the bigger picture, in the bigger scheme of things, because it's all interrelated. So I feel into that. If I'm feeling into it and my energy drops, I stop. I don't engage any further. Because if my energy drops, that means I'm not there. I'm not aligned with that. I'm not connected to that. I'm not there. And I can't get there from here. I don't know enough. I need more information. I need something that I don't have because my energy dropped. So I just step back. I step back. I go, okay, that's not for now. And I go on about my business and seeking the next piece of inspiration. You're not going to be inspired to anything and everything, but you can use the feeling part of it to decide the things that serve you. You know, when you're not sure what to do and you say, I'm going to go do this. Before you do it, feel it. What does it feel like? If it doesn't feel good, don't do it. If you're saying, oh, I should go for a walk, I'm going to go for a walk. And then you start to put your coat on, you get your shoes on, and your energy is falling through the floor. Stop. That walk is going to do you no good. Step back. Find out why the energy doesn't feel good. You have no idea. You don't know what you don't know. So stop assuming you do. Feel your way into things, guys. Start, practice it here and there. Practice it. Use it as a part of your daily practice. Feel your way into your experience, because I guarantee you, every time you do, if you follow the energy up, it will be successful. If you follow the energy down, it will not. Every time. Not sometimes. Every single time. Feeling your way into your experience teaches you about your own energy, teaches you about the things that are in your energy, because sometimes the things that make your energy drop are belief systems that you aren't being aware of, are ideas and thoughts that you have about the thing you want to engage that you are not being conscious of. And the drop in energy is a way to bring your presence now. It's to make you stop in now and pay attention to that, which is what we should do. Attend to that. Why is my energy dropping? Seems like an innocuous thing. Why is my energy dropping? Let's look at that. And then as you discover things, whenever you make a discovery in truth, your energy spins up. If it isn't spinning up, you haven't discovered a truth. Because I don't care where you are in the scheme of things. I don't care how hammered you are by your old belief systems. When truth presents itself, it will always cause your energy to spin up. Always. Even if you feel like crap. Excuse me. Doesn't matter. Always. Test it. Test it. Get back to me on that. I encourage you. Test it. I guarantee you will find it amazing. So, amazing conversation, and I appreciate you guys going on this journey with me. This was a big topic with lots of moving parts. But I want to reiterate the power of not know. The power of not know is the void of creation. It is the space of surrender that allows you to create new. Unattached to old story, unattached to old emotion, unattached to old crap. It allows you to create new in now. Because when you step out of what you know into what you don't know, you go into not know. And in not know, you create a new. And you have to give yourself permission and space in not know to feel your way into it. And if you feel your way into it, that inspiration will flow. You'll be inspired to take action. And suddenly you're creating a reality that you didn't even dream of because you've surrendered the old one completely. You're not trying to drag that luggage through the door of your new experience. You let it go before you stepped over the threshold. That's the power of not know. We all have it. We all experience it. It's just a question of how we choose to engage it. And with that, I will let you digest, I will let you absorb, and I will say thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I so appreciate you guys. I appreciate this opportunity to share the things that come for me, because every time I do these, they enlighten me, they open me up, they allow a whole new flood of information and an incredible experience to flood my life, because I'm creating in the now. This is not scripted. I have a sheet that I create that I know what my segments are, but I don't script it. I don't write things out ahead of time. I have the construct. I go into meditation before my show and I let it flow, because that is creation right there. I'm stepping into not know. I'm going to talk about the power of not know. And I know I've experienced it, but I'm not going to make it a prescription, as it were. I want it to be fresh. I want it to be alive. I want it to be connected to the people that I'm talking to in real time, because we're all dealing with this. So thank you for being a part of Adventures in Truth today. If you like the show, if you like us, if you like this experience, on Facebook, like us and subscribe. On YouTube, hit that bell. Wherever you are, please comment. Tell me how your experience is. You can always comment on the show. If you go to the Adventures in Truth livecast page on Facebook, you'll see the live window there. And if you type into the comments there, you can access me live on the air, and I can see your questions. I can respond to your comments. So I encourage that as we go forward. www.adventuresintruth.com is my website. Go there for all information about the show, about my book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, and about the Science of Transformation, which you see on my site here. Science of Transformation, a powerful, powerful program that is also designed to completely shift from that fear-based experience to an opportunity-based experience. You guys are awesome. I appreciate all of you out there. I appreciate all of you that are listening in all the countries all over the world, in Australia and New Zealand and in India and in all over Europe and in Canada. And I appreciate you guys so much. Continue to listen, continue to engage, and continue to step into your power. Continue to step into the power of your not know by being willing to be in the moment, shedding what you had before, crossing the threshold into something completely new, and then feeling your way into that newness and creating the best possible version of you that you can. Much love. Have a wonderful rest of your day wherever you are. And we will look forward to seeing you guys next time. But thank you again all for being here, and have an incredible night, guys. Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth podcast. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to connect with you. Please like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube. To learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, or to book a session with Jim, you can email us at adventuresintruth@gmail.com, or you can join us on the web at www.adventuresintruth.com. Tune in next time for another great Adventures in Truth podcast.